Once again, it's time to check in with our science siblings in the States, and this week Bob and Chelsea are also talking microorganisms with a bacterial flavour to this week's science update.
This week for the Naked Scientists, we're going to get up close and personal with bacteria. In fact, you're up close and personal with bacteria all the time, so it's important for scientists to figure out just how we interact with them. I'm going to talk about how bacteria could help prevent asthma. But first, Chelsea's here to tell us about your first line of defense against harmful bacteria, skin.
If the common staph bacterium could easily get through your skin, you'd wake up every day with disgusting sores. Now new research identifies a key agent in repelling this menace. Donald DeYoung's team at the National Jewish Medical and Research Center in Denver found that skin cells make a protein called human beta defensin 3 as soon as they notice harmful bacteria. The protein breaks down the bacteria's membranes, killing them. Then the skin cells encase and digest the bacteria's remains.
It literally happens in minutes, and is probably the reason why most normal people do not have problems with bacterial infection, even though our environment is teeming with bacteria.
DeYoung says a deficiency in beta defensin 3 could help explain infection-prone skin and open a new direction for antibiotic drug development.
Thanks, Chelsea. A common stomach infection called Helicobacter pylori may protect against childhood asthma and allergies. This according to a new study led by microbiologist Martin Blaser, chair of the New York University Department of Medicine. Blaser says that Helicobacter infections have been almost universal in humans for thousands of years, but in the 20th century, the infections started disappearing, probably because of the widespread use of antibiotics.
So as a result, we now have people, I think for the first time in human history, adults who either have the organism or don't, and so we can measure the consequences.
The bug has already been shown to have both costs and benefits to the gastrointestinal tract. Now, Blaser's team has analyzed the medical records of about 8,000 people and found that those with Helicobacter infections are 40% less likely to ever have had childhood asthma or allergies. As to why, Blaser suspects that a chronic Helicobacter infection keeps the immune system occupied, reducing the likelihood that it'll go haywire over pollen or cold air. This is a variation of the so-called hygiene hypothesis, that by eliminating germs with our arsenal of disinfectants, we're leaving our immune systems with nothing to do, so they attack the wrong things. But Blaser suspects that the germs in our bodies matter a lot more than those on our kitchen counters.
When a parent takes their child to have their ear infections treated, I think that one of the hidden consequences of the antibiotic use is that it's having an effect on bacteria all over the body, including in some kids eliminating Helicobacter. So it is possible that every time a child gets a course of antibiotics for any reason, they are marginally increasing their risk of asthma.
The next step is to find out if people who take more antibiotics during their childhood are more likely to develop asthma or allergies than others.
Thanks, Bob. Next time we'll be back with more stories sure to please you and your resident bacteria. Until then, I'm Chelsea Wald.
And I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society. Back to you, Naked Scientists.
Thanks, guys. And remember, we'll have more from Bob and Chelsea next week. But if you can't wait till then and you want to find out some more, have a look at their website. That's www.aaas.com, I think. Is that right? Yes.
Science Update website.
Yeah, there you go.
I've got an email here from Matt who says, Hi, Dr. Chris. On last week's show, you and Phil were discussing geostationary satellites, and you wondered aloud whether satellites are insured, specifically against damage from anti-satellite measures. Satellites are insured, and especially for launch, because you'd be amazed at the number of satellites that fail to deploy properly. With a satellite, there's so little room for error at launch and entering orbit, so when it's a claim, it tends to be an incredibly large one. Unless the launch goes perfectly, it's a total write-off. Now, in orbit, satellites are also insured, but acts of war are generally excluded. So if China shoots down your bird, you're probably out of luck, because that's referring to the fact that the Chinese tested one of their it's almost like a Star Wars weapon, wasn't it? They destroyed an old satellite of their own not so long ago, and it sparked a little bit of contention and controversy worldwide.
Doesn't sound good to me, but all sorts of things clanging around in our atmosphere, I reckon.
Well, thank you for that, Matt. Anyway, that was very informative. So yes, satellites are insured, and it's damn expensive.